She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
So many of us want to know what is going on every second. I still remember when I first met my mother-in-law. I had never met her before. I was engaged to her son, and she wasn't at home. We met in California. Make a long story short, she was out of her environment. She said, "Nice to meet you." She looked at her, at my fiance, her son, and said, "What are we doing next?" And I thought, "What? That is really." I was really put off, and I thought, "What a strange way. She just met me for the first time." But then I read the book, "The Gift of Maybe: Finding Hope and Possibility in Uncertain Times," and I thought, "Okay, I get it now." Joining us now is Allison Carman. Hello, Allison.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
You know, I'm guessing you can relate to that story because it really took me by surprise that she, and then after dinner, it was like, what are we doing now? And then what are we doing? And then what are we doing? And I was like, what the heck is going on? But it turns out it's a lot about anxiety, isn't it? And really not being comfortable with just, okay, let's just play it by ear.
Right. Because we, you know, we write these stories about how things need to be for us to be okay. And we write the stories because the unknown scares us so much. And I think when it doesn't go as we plan, we automatically jump to the worst-case scenario. We automatically jump, things aren't bad, things are going to work out. This my future mother-in-law is crazy, my future mother-in-law doesn't like me, or how could she act like this? But with this, there's another way to approach it. And with this idea of maybe that I work with a lot, we could kind of give life a little more space. Because just because the moment's not working out exactly as we planned, exactly as we thought, it doesn't mean that things can't get better. It doesn't mean that things won't change. It doesn't mean that we're not going to find a different way to live or things will work out. And so that's where we get caught. And with maybe that's how we open up. And for me, it changed my life.
You know, speaking of changing your life, you talk about this Qigong teacher and the story that he told, I thought was brilliant. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's when you kind of tuned in and went, whoa, wait a second. This maybe thing is a really great way to go.
Yeah. Well, I always say I was addicted to certainty. And if I didn't know what was going to happen next in my life, I projected things were going to be bad or they weren't going to work out. And just like we spoke before, what we do is we write stories to make ourselves feel better. We write stories about our jobs, about where our kids are going to go to college, how much money we're going to have in the bank when we retire. And we do that so we feel better. And I wrote the story that I was going to get a job at a really large law firm, make a lot of money, marry this great guy, the balloons were going to come down, and I'd never have another worry again in my life. And I actually did become an attorney, and I remember walking to work my first day thinking, gee, I've arrived. I have no more worries, no more problems. And the second day of work, my office mate comes in and says, hey, Allison, did you hear they're firing half the first years? And I was a first year at the time. And my head started to spin, and I never recovered from that level of anxiety for a really long time. And my thoughts were like, what are my parents going to say? How am I going to pay my rent? How will things get better? And my immune system started to fail me. I stopped sleeping, and I couldn't really deal. And I went to all these doctors, and I begged them to help me. And all they did was give me a little blue pill for anxiety. And even that made me anxious. And I spun out for a really long time until one day I went to this Qigong teacher, and he told me this beautiful story about this farmer. And this farmer had a horse, and his horse ran away. And their neighbor came by and said, you have the worst luck. And the farmer said, maybe. And the next day, the horse came back with five mares. And the neighbor comes by and says to the farmer, you have the best luck. And the farmer says, maybe. And the next day, the farmer's son is on the horse. He falls off and breaks his leg. And the neighbor comes by and says, you have the worst luck. And the farmer says, maybe. But then the next day, the army comes to take his son to war, and they can't take him because his leg is broken. And the neighbor comes by and says, you have the best luck. And the farmer says, maybe. And when I heard that story, I actually felt a pop in my chest because all of a sudden I realized I wasn't doomed. Every time something unexpected happened in my life, game over, I'm doomed, I'm not okay. But this idea of maybe, it made me realize like maybe everything is okay. Maybe it'll change. Maybe I can accept this. Maybe things will get better. And it's, so it's this constant reminder that there's possibility after possibility after possibility.
Well, definitely. Everything happens for a reason. So I think what's important is that we go with the flow. And this is Andrea, by the way, Allison. And you know,
hi, Andrea.
I would love you to give I'd love you to give some tips to our listeners for, you know, for those who want that certainty. What can you tell them to say? All right, well, be in the moment, definitely go with the flow. But what are some tips that you can recommend for people who need that certainty in their life?
And it's so interesting because I hear a lot of people say, just be in the moment. But if you're worried, you're not okay, it's impossible to calm the mind. That's what's happening. Deep down, we feel we're not safe. So when someone tells us, oh, just be in the moment, we're not going to be able to do that because we're so worried that bad things are happening. So a very easy thing to do is to just start the maybe mantras. And you could literally just say, well, maybe that thought's not true. Maybe everything is still okay. Maybe things will get better. And sometimes, though, you're facing a situation that's really scary, that you can't just say a mantra and let it go. And what you could do is actually write down that one thought that's really bothering you. I'm worried I'll never have another job. I'm worried I'll never meet somebody. And then question that thought. Am I absolutely certain that's true? And most of the time, we're not certain. And then we start writing the maybe statements down. And I guarantee that if you sit down there for 20 minutes, you sit and you write maybe statement after maybe statement, it could be really broad, maybe everything's okay, or it could be very specific. Maybe I will find a new job. Maybe I need to go back to school. Maybe this, maybe that. You just keep doing it. You will feel lighter and lighter and lighter because you're going to realize that your life is filled with hope and possibility. And even if you're still worried, you won't be as worried because you won't feel as stuck because you'll recognize the maybe in your life.
Yeah, that maybe does make a big difference. And, you know, I love too in the book, you write, feeling sad, but not forever. It is okay to feel sad, anxious, and disappointed. Yes, it is essential to living a full and authentic life that you allow yourself to feel your emotions and allow them to shift. Talk to us about that shift. What does that mean
to
you?
Well, I'm a big believer that we have to allow what we're feeling. We cannot suppress it. In life, no matter, you know, if you're a positive thinker, things happen and emotions are going to come up. And when we don't allow it to come up, that's when we keep reliving that emotion again and again and again. So if you feel sad, if you feel frustrated, if you feel angry, let it be. But with this idea of maybe, it's almost like almost in the corner of your eye, you could see it. And you could recognize, okay, this is how I'm feeling in the moment, but it doesn't mean that it can't change. It doesn't mean my life doesn't have hope and possibility. So that's what it is. You allow it, but at the same time, you recognize life has maybe, and that eventually you're going to flow into a new space. You're going to have this open door when you're ready to enter.
You know, and that makes a really good point. And so just tell us a little bit. I mean, I know you talked a little bit in the beginning what led you to this point, but what led you to where you are now and how you came to realize all of this?
Well, you know, when I heard that story, this was my own little private tool that I was using. I was not planning on sharing it with anybody. I was dealing with my stress and worry. And then the more I was in maybe, I realized, well, when I wasn't stressed and worried, I was more creative. I was more open. I was more present. And life really just took on a beautiful flow. And I had switched from practicing law to business consulting. And then during the 08 crash, all my clients, they were flipping out. Their businesses, some of them were on the brink of filing bankruptcy. Their sales were down. People worried about money. And I was on the phone with a client one day, and he could not get hold of himself. And I remember saying to him, you know, did you ever think that life had maybe? And that was it. The minute I said that, it was just like the doors open. And that was the only thing that started to help my clients was the fact that, yes, life's uncertain, but it doesn't mean that things can't change. It doesn't mean they can't get better. So with all the marketing plans and with all the financial planning, it was really maybe that helped them weather the storm. And so for me, it became not only my private practice, but also my practice, you know, my business practice. And then things just grew from there. And then the book came out and, you know, I became a blogger and it all exploded. But it was from, I think, people's need, because when you're afraid of uncertainty, it's really hard to move forward with your life.
So we don't have very much time left, maybe 20 seconds, because we're out of time. Just tell us really quickly about a story of somebody who you actually helped recover really, really quickly.
Well, this fellow during the 08 crash, he almost lost everything, and he couldn't get a hold of himself. And it was through this idea of maybe that he was able to make better decisions, because when you're not in maybe, fear is going to dictate what you do next in your life because you're so afraid you're not okay. And with this idea of maybe, he was able to kind of find new ways to do business and turn a corner and really saved his business by doing it a different way. And he's actually now very successful again.
Awesome, Allison. Thank you for being on our show today. You can learn more about Allison at AllisonCarman.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.